Going on Tuesday through Friday, it's the 8th annual Battle of the Badges at the West Acres Food Court from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. Basically, you've got the International Association of Firefighters facing off against the Fraternal Order of Police. What they're looking to do is bring the most amount of donors in for United Blood Services. Joining us today, we've got Eric Eisenlohr from the Fargo Fire Department, Joe Johnson with the Fargo Police Department, and Rhonda Ellison from United Blood Services. But let's start out with Eric. What does this event mean to you guys?
We're very happy to take part in the event. It's good to get out in the community and help out. It's a good cause. A lot of people need blood. At this time of year, it's hard to find it. And at the same time, we get to build a little relationship with the police department too. So it's a good thing.
And Joe, why don't you tell us? Because you guys work hand in hand in a lot of things. But in this case, you got a rivalry going for a good cause.
Oh, we've always got a rivalry going on. It doesn't matter what we're doing. I mean, we work hand in hand in a lot of things. We work a lot of medicals together. We work a lot of auto crashes and stuff together. And everything's always serious because it's life and death, a lot of the situations that we're dealing with. This is something that we can get together on. We go out, we poke a lot of fun. It gives us a chance to kind of blow off a little bit of steam, get out with the community, and kind of be ourselves a little bit. Plus, it's something that we like to do to give back to the community that we serve. You know, a lot of the times we have to be serious in our jobs. This gives us a chance to go out and have some fun. We're going to have some fire apparatus out there, some police cars out there. The kids can climb in and out of the police and fire vehicles. They can see a little bit more of what we do. Some of our equipment will be on display. So it's fun. It gets us out in the community and lets us have a little bit more fun.
So then Tuesday, you guys kick things off with the tug of war. Eric, what goes on there?
If we can avoid from slipping on the glaze from the police department, with typically we'll drag the police officers across the parking lot at West Acres to kick the event off. Typically. However, last year that didn't happen. It goes back to the old thing. If you win every single year, then we have to find something else to do. So we let the cops win last year. And then this year, we'll kick it off and start out with the annual cop drag.
Well, and Rhonda, I know in the summertime, there's a huge need for blood donations for you guys at United Blood Services. And this Battle of the Badges is a huge event for you guys.
One thing about this battle, in the state of North Dakota, this is the largest blood drive in the state of North Dakota that's put on by United Blood Services. We have other battles in the state, thank goodness for that, but here in Fargo, this is the largest blood drive in the state of North Dakota.
Our goal every year is just to get one more donation than we do the year before. Either way, we're filling the blood bank up, and right now it's critical. Generally, this time of year, the shelves are pretty empty, and it's needed. You know, I found out firsthand, I had a brother that was involved in a car crash that needed blood immediately back in 2009. And a father that had a lot of health issues that also needed blood. Now, it wasn't up here in this area, but it was nice to know the areas that they were at when they needed that blood product, they had it available. And so, you know, I give regularly. I'm over my gallon now. I'm headed towards 2 gallons. And I just want to get everybody out there. You know, it's something that you never know if you or a loved one is going to need. It's very important that we do this. One of the other things I did want to bring up is veterans that are out there. There's a lot of myths that you can't donate if you've been either over in Afghanistan, Iraq, and some of that is true, but a lot of it is not. I'm a Iraqi veteran, and I'm allowed to donate, even with the inoculations and stuff that we have been given. So veterans, if you're out there and you think you can't, come on in. Chances are you probably can.
Well, and Rhonda, obviously the police competing against the fire department to try and get more donors. What was the rundown of the results last year?
Well, last year, Team Law won the tug of war for the first time in 7 years last year. And Team Law also in 2012 won the actual friendly competition as far as recruiting the most donors. But otherwise, Team Fire has pretty much won most of everything.
Well, and Rhonda, this is the 8th annual Battle of the Badges. These guys have been helping United Blood Services going on 8 years now. What do you think of these guys?
Well, you know, gotten to be close friends with some of the guys, and always look forward to this event, and bottom line, they do a phenomenal job as far as getting donors in the door for us. So they volunteer their time. They have a lot of clout, evidently, because they do a good job for us.
We hope you can get out and help out. It's the 8th annual Battle of the Badges. Whatever team you support, whether it's the International Association of Firefighters or the Fraternal Order of Police, you can come out Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the West Acres Food Court for United Blood Services.